It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Remember when we broke the kite? Mr. McFeely fixed it. He said he would, and he got some tape, and he put both of the pieces together, and there it is, all ready for him to fly because I'm going to give it to him. You know, he said, K-I-T-E, kite? Well, this is for him. Yeah. But our big job today is fixing the chair for Officer Clemens. Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Bear, for staying there and guarding the chair. Now here are the chair pieces. And the note said glue. So we got glue. Hammer. We got a special kind of hammer for hitting chairs on for wood. That's called a mallet. And C-clamps. These are the C-clamps. Does that look like the letter C to you? Does it? I wonder if we could make it look like a G. Does that look like a G now? So you could call it a C-clamp made into a G. Yeah, well, now, how can we best start this? This is an H. I think that the best thing to do is to put this into here, just to test it. That's right. Okay. Now the glue goes in. Glue into the hole. And into this hole. And then these are going to go into the holes. In good and tight with the mallet. Now, this part should, yep, that should fit right over like that. Put some glue in these holes. Yep, chairs certainly don't fix themselves. We're the ones who have to do it. There. these C-clamps on here to help hold it together while the glue dries. Get the clamp in there hard. There. Chair? Bear? I think we fixed the chair. Want to sit on it? Okay, why don't you sit on it? Chairs don't fix themselves. Nope. You know, it's something like reading. You really have to keep trying it all the time to get good at it. Yeah. If you want to read a reading book and read the real words too, you can't simply look and ask the words to read themselves to you. But you've got to ask a person who can show you one or two at first. If you want to read a reading book and read the real words too, you've got to do it. Mm-hmm. Every little bit, you've got to do it, do it, do it, do it, then when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it, you did it, you did it. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one good way to grow. It's not easy to keep learning, but I know that this is so. When you've tried and learned, you're bigger than you were a day ago. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one way to grow. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it, you did it, you did it. Well, we did do it. We fixed the chair. But you know, there are some people who really make chairs. Why don't we ask Picture Picture to show us, right? Picture Picture, will you show us a film of people making chairs? That's a fine kind of chair. Start with blocks of wood. That man's using a machine to make those blocks of wood just the right size. Then the blocks of wood are glued together and then made into the shape of a seat. This man's using this machine very carefully. The seat of a chair. Many seats all together there. To bore four holes at once for the places where the legs will fit in. There's a complicated machine, isn't it? It helps to make the spindles for the back of the chair. Lots of spindles for each one. The machines are important, but it's the people who are making the chairs that are the most important. There's a mallet. They're all together there except for the legs. And this man is going to put the legs on. Fun to see how people make chairs, isn't it? Lots and lots of chairs. Thank you very much, Picture Picture. That was interesting to see. Oh, there's reading. You're welcome, Mr. Rogers. I think it's time for the trolley. Let's take a look. Did you like seeing that? How those chairs were made? Let's take a look into the neighborhood of make-believe. There's Daniel's clock. And the platypus's place. And the museum go round. X the owl's tree and Henrietta Pussycat's house. There's the factory, the chair factory. There's the trolley. We're waiting for you, trolley. Trolley, good to see you today. We've just fixed a chair. Would you take us to the neighborhood of make-believe? We'd like to see what's going on there. Very good. Now, once more down and up. Very good. Very, very good. Wealth is not his that has it, but his that enjoys it.
Pardon me?
I was just quoting Benjamin Franklin.
Oh.
How in the world are you, Lady Evelyn?
Oh, I'm just fine. Oh, look, you've got your Ben Franklin costume on.
Sure. You know Ben Franklin worked with a kite. You know that, don't you?
Yes, he flew it up in lightning or something, didn't he?
That's right. Well, I'm not going to fly this one in the lightning, but I am teaching it some tricks.
Tricks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, could I see some?
Sure. Okay, magic kite, how much is 1 + 1?
2.
That's right.
Oh, good. You're right, kite. 1 + 1 = 2.
Yeah. Do you want to see it do one more?
Did you teach it another one?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to.
Magic kite, how much is 2 + 2?
4. Great. Mm-hmm. Oh, X.
Yeah?
What about 4 + 4? What's wrong?
Well, it doesn't know what that one is yet.
Oh.
I didn't teach it that far.
Oh. Well, maybe we could teach it the adding song, you know, 1 and 1 are 2.
Well, I don't know whether it'll sing or not.
Well, let's try.
All right. Ready, kite? 1 and 1 are 2.
You know that, kite.
Yeah. 2 and 2 are 4. You know that one, too.
Here's the hard one. 4 and 4 are 8. 8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yes. And 8 and 2 are 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
You sing it all, okay?
Oh. 1 and 1 are 2.
Good.
2 and 2 are 4.
That's right. Bob up and down.
4 and 4 are 8.
8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And 8 and 2 are 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh. I fucking learn, don't you?
Oh, so do I,
Ed. Meow, 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 beautiful meow.
Hi, Hen.
Meow. Meow, 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 doing?
Oh, we were teaching the magic kite the adding song.
Meow, 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 wonderful meow.
It sure is. Why don't you show Lady Evelyn what you taught the kite, Henrietta?
Did you teach the kite something too, Hen?
Uh-oh. Meow much.
Oh, I would like to see it.
Meow. Meow, okay. Meow, meow, kite. Meow, 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 dance. Meow, Lady Aberlin.
Dance?
Yeah, just wait and see.
Oh, Henrietta. Just beautiful magic kite. Henrietta, what a good teacher you are. You too, Ed.
Oh, it's fun to learn things, isn't it?
It is. You know, every time you learn something, you grow a little bit.
Meow, meow, fun, meow, teach, meow.
When you know something very well, then you're ready to teach it to someone else.
I remember when I was learning to fly, after I got real good, then I started teaching my cousins. You should have seen them. They learned so fast.
Oh, you must have been a nifty teacher, X.
Diligence is the mother of good luck.
Meow, 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 Benjamin Franklin, meow, meow.
Oh.
That's right.
Well, I guess it's Corny's turn for the kite.
Oh, I hate to give up my turn.
I know, and you've taught it so much. But when you take turns, you have to give turns.
Meow, meow, take turns. Meow, 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 give turns.
That's the way with turns.
Oh, when do you get your turn, Lady Aberlin?
Oh, right after Corny.
What are you going to teach it?
Oh, I don't know. I might just play with it for my turn.
Oh, good idea. Well, goodbye, kite, and come back to me when you want to learn more things.
Meow, meow. Thank you, meow.
Oh. Come along, kite. Let's go off to the rocket factory.
There they go.
Meow. Meow, 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 kite.
Mr. Pesciley. Corny.
Model 607 is becoming the biggest... Oh, hello there, Lady Evelyn.
Oh, hello. It's your turn for the kite, Corny.
The what?
It's your turn to have the magic kite. We're all taking turns.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm just too busy to take a turn at a kite. Oh. I'm just up to my cutaway with business these days. Seems everybody wants rockets.
Not the kind you bomb with.
Oh, no. The kind I make. The kind you sit on and rock, you know. Yeah, Joey Hollingsworth should be back any day now. He's getting orders from all over the world.
Oh.
What's on that kite there? Looks like it's writing a little something.
Yes. Mr. Pesciley is so busy.
Busy? That's what the kite says, busy. Why, it's a smart kite.
It is.
It knows I'm very, very busy.
It dances, Corny.
Why, look at it. I wish I had time to play with it, but what's that I hear? Oh, it's Joey Hollingsworth.
Joey!
Hi, Brent.
Hi,
how are you?
Oh,
hi, Mr. Pesciley.
You're back. It's great to see you.
Oh, you'll never guess how many rockets I sold in Okinawa.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, you had a good trip.
A great trip.
We missed you. We really did.
We surely did.
Well, what's new around here?
Let me show you.
What?
Look at the kite.
Oh, of course, the kite, yes.
Oh, where'd you find that?
In a hole in the ground.
You never know what you'll find under the ground, Joey.
That's right. Oh, never guess who I saw halfway around the world.
Was it? King Friday or somebody?
You guessed it.
Yeah.
Uncle Friday?
Mm-hmm.
How is he?
Well, he and Sarah Saturday are visiting all the kings and queens around the world. And they're just great. In fact, they should be back within a week or so.
Oh, good.
You look great yourself, Joey. Where all have you been?
Well, I've been all around the world.
Oh,
in fact,
great.
I've been dancing all around the world.
Oh, great.
a kite rocket for that kite.
A kite rocket? Do you have one?
Sure. Special order number 3542.
Of course, I almost forgot about that one. I'll get it.
Oh. Where do you see this?
3542.
That's it. Oh. Hey, come on down, kite, and take a rock in the kite rocket.
Yes.
Oh, come down, magic kite.
There you go.
There it goes, back and forth in your kite rocket.
Oh.
Did you ever see a kite rock before?
I never did, Corn. I had no idea you had so many different kinds of rockets.
Well, come on inside and see them.
Sure, come on in. We gotta get some more orders done, you know.
Oh, I'm sure we do.
Do you want to come inside, Kite?
Well, I guess kites stay outside.
Kites.
But I'm a man who manufactures, and I've got to go inside. I'm a man who manufactures, who manufactures chairs. I'm a man who manufactures chairs and everywhere. I'm a man who manufactures.
And I know there are a lot of people who want you to manufacture some rockets for them, Mr. Pesciley.
Right, well, let's go to it. It's been a good day. Work, work, work. Oh. That's what we've got to do. Come along, friends.
Right. I'll be out in a little while, Magic Kite, to play with you.
I'm always glad to see Joey Hollingsworth come back. The dancing salesman. So he and Corny will be making some rocking chairs. The rockets. Oh, fancy ones. Yeah, a lot fancier than the ones we were fixing here. Thank you, Bear, for watching the chair over there. Do you like to make up poems? I do. Let's just take a look here. Yeah, those clamps have held pretty well. Looks pretty sturdy to me. Do you hear somebody? That sounds like Officer Clemens. Let's take the... Hey, Officer Clemens. Don't go. Officer Clemens.
Oh, hello, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, look.
Hi. My chair.
Yeah.
You already?
Yes, we did it today.
You did?
The clamps are still on and holding the glue tight, but it's about ready to sit on.
Well, I never expected it this soon.
Well, we wanted you to have it, and we did the best we could. You like it?
Yes, I certainly do. Like you said, it's nice and sturdy.
Mm-hmm. And there's that H. You know the H?
Oh, yes.
There
it
is.
I remember.
Yeah.
That's a real compliment, Mr. Rogers. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
You know, chairs just don't fix themselves, do they?
Sure don't. It takes glue and hammers and people who want to fix them.
You can make believe it happens or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it for you. You've got to do it.
That's what we always say.
Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it for you. Did it, you did it. You did it.
You did it too, Officer Clemens. You always make me feel so good when you sing.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Your chair, sir.
Okay, I'll take it over to the station with me.
It'll have a good home there, I'm sure.
So long.
I'll pick up the clamp someday over there.
Fine.
Bye-bye, Officer Clemens.
Bye-bye.
That's right, isn't it? You do have to do it. Even with riding a bicycle. Yeah, you just can't sit. Well, if you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, You can't simply sit and look at it, 'cause it won't move at all. But it's you who have to try it, and it's you who have to fall sometimes. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it. You did it. You did it. That's right. And we fixed the chair, didn't we? With our glue and our mallet. Yeah, that's a hammer. Our mallet. And thank you too, Teddy Bear. It's about time for me to go. Yeah. I must drop that kite off for Mr. McFeely so he can have a good fly with it. And I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you, yourself. Mm-hmm. There's only one person in the whole world like you. And I like you. See you tomorrow. Goodbye, my friend.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.